Blog Talk Radio.
Mordecai, he told it to Queen Esther. Esther told the king in the name of Mordecai. When the affair was investigated and found to be so, the men were both hanged on the gallows. And it was recorded in the book of the Chronicles. Chapter 3. After these things, King Ahasuerus promoted Haman the Agagite, the son of Hammedatha, and advanced him and set his throne above all the officials who were with him. All the king's servants who were at the king's gate bowed down. The high priest rose up with his brothers, the priests, and they built the sheep gate. He consecrated it and set its doors. He consecrated it as far as the Tower of Hundred, as far as the Tower of Hananel. Next to him, the men of Jericho built. Next to them, Sakur, the son of Imri, built. The sons of Hatanah built the fish gate, laid its beams and set its doors, its bolts and its bars. Next to them, Nerimoth, the son of Uriah, son of Haku, is repented.
Bible book, currently on Nehemiah, chapter 10. We'll resume on the next show.
The Blessed Man, James Smith, Comfort for Christians. Blessed is the man you chasten, O Lord, the man you teach from your law. Psalm 94:12. The chastenings of the Lord often appear severe, but they are merciful. They correct our follies, subdue our proud wills, and soften and humble our hard hearts before Him. When God chastens, He teaches. The lessons are found in His Word, but we never learn many of them until we go through the furnace of affliction. We often learn more truth from one short, sharp affliction than we do from many books and sermons. In affliction, God teaches us our own emptiness and vanity, our dependence on Himself, and the insufficiency of all our earthly things. In affliction, God endears the Lord Jesus and His great salvation to us, shows us the value of the provision of grace, makes our consciences tender and honest, qualifies us for usefulness on earth, and fits us for the enjoyment of Himself in heaven. We need chastening. If we do not receive it, we become carnal and worldly, light and trifling, unsavory and useless in both the world and the church. It is a blessed thing to be chastened of the Lord, especially when the rod teaches us such important and invaluable lessons. Chastened Christians are generally the most useful and attractive Christians. Heed the rod and the one who appointed it. Micah 6:9. Chastened Christian, seek grace to bear the rod, to bless the rod, and to kiss the hand that holds the rod. Blessed is the man whom God corrects, so do not despise the chastening of the Almighty. 5:17. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. James Smith, Comfort for Christians. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Isaiah 41:10. What a precious promise this is for all God's feeble children, who are daily fearing that they shall fall or be crushed under the weight of their troubles and trials. O believer, what comfort is here! This promise is confirmed to you in Jesus by His death, Yes, it is yours, as much so as if it were spoken to you directly by the mouth of God. Oh, what a mercy! God says that he will uphold you. He will put strength into you. He will enable you to bear your afflictions and will bring you safely through all your troubles. Satan may say, I will trip you up. God says, I will uphold you. Unbelief may say, you will one day fall and perish. God says, I will uphold you. Your flesh may cry out, I can never bear up under this cross. God says, I will uphold you. Your feeble heart may say, how can I endure such privations, such bereavements, such buffetings of Satan, such temptations, such losses, such fiery trials? God says, I will uphold you. The Bible testifies that all believers go from strength to strength until each appears before God in Zion. Psalm 84:7. In weakness, the Lord strengthens them. In poverty, the Lord supplies their needs. In sickness, the Lord sustains them. And in death, the Lord gives them the final victory. O Father, I am weak, but you are strong. Give me of your strength so that I may serve you and walk with you all the days of my life on this earth. If the Lord delights in a man's way, he makes his steps firm. When he stumbles, he will not fall, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. Psalm 37:23 and 24.
The Bible book.